This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Numbers are still going up, as we've discussed. We watch the other countries to see that trajectory and trying to turn the trajectory. But as of now, the numbers are continuing to increase. What we're working very hard to do is to keep the rate of increase of the spread of the disease to a level that we can manage it in our hospital system.
We've done a presidential approval for a request for major disaster declaration for the state of New York. Approval of Title 32 National Guard activation for the state of New York. We're providing all of this at no cost to the governor.
That's the president, of course, reacting to what has become a war zone, not just in New York, but all over the country, fighting this invisible foe called the coronavirus. And the governor gets the aid that he needs. Governors and mayors are in an uproar, have been in an uproar over the response of the government while they're on the brink of collapse. And certainly, I think everywhere we're seeing that in every nook and cranny. And the reaction is we're trying to move as fast as we can. What can we do? One thing that was stymied and just happened, which is why it's great that we're doing these live shows. Of course, this show is live. A $1.8 trillion package fell short of advancing in the Senate, and that just happened a short while ago. So the clash between the Republicans and the Democrats intensifies. Doesn't matter. I mean, listen, this virus doesn't discriminate. It is not about Democrat or Republican. It's not about gender. It's not about race. It is just flat out a killer. So the Dems did block the legislation from moving forward. They said it didn't do enough to shore up the healthcare system and help ordinary Americans. But the sides are continuing to talk. Asian markets are falling right now because of the stalled U.S. relief package. What will that do on our markets when they open up in the morning? Because it's been, of course, absolutely disastrous. There have been more than 325,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and the virus has killed more than 14,000. What people keep asking me is, and trust me, in this show, I always say this, I'm a glasses half full person. So we're introducing you to people and optimism and all that. But I want to be real. You need to know what's happening. Social distancing is important. It's tough. It is tough for someone like me, but I have done it. I have stayed indoors to the point where I want to strangle Man Shore, and I'm easygoing, so I can only imagine what it's like for everybody else. I have friends that have young kids, friends who have teenagers, and you're looking for things to do, you're roaming around, but we have to be vigilant. This is this crazy war that's none like we've ever fought before. I was reading a story today in the Washington Post about a 32-year-old New York City councilman from the Bronx. He said he just kind of felt a little bit sick. It's the same thing we hear from other people. Then the headache rolls through. Then he just felt terrible. And he said the worst effects of COVID-19 so far have been mental, because why? Question mark, we're all living with. It's psychologically unsettling to know, as he says, that he's carrying a virus that could harm the people he loves. Other descriptions of what it's like from an Episcopal priest in D.C., this too from the Washington Post, felt drained after a service back at the end of February, took a nap, no big deal. The next day at the gym, muscles were aching, fatigue, fever, slightly dizzy. He said he felt spongy. His description, like a kitchen sponge. Then there was somebody else, and I've heard this from a couple of different people, that all of a sudden you have this weird cough, like a smoker's hack. And you're kind of bone tired and your mind is foggy, foggy, foggy. So these stories aren't new. These are stories people are serving up to let everybody else know. If you get this, it's not a walk in the park. And then the scarier thing is you're worried about who you encountered. Could you kill your family if they have some underlying condition? And I think and know what I've heard from healthcare workers who are treating people is really what washes over you and something to watch for. One, taking your temperature, but that intense fatigue and then that reoccurring cough and then the fever, like I said, with the temperature where it's kind of intermittent. A lot of times it's a slow developing thing and then it lingers and it plays out in weeks, kind of torturing us rather than days. You know how it is when you get the flu sometimes? Boom! You're down and out, and it can linger, but you know you have it. So psychologically, it really messes with you in a couple of different ways. One, because of who you could infect, and the other is you trying to figure out what it is you have. Do you have COVID-19? Are you isolating yourself in a house somewhere? You know, what are you doing? How do you do it? What are you doing? And it's the thing that, again, unites us all in a sad, sad way, a very sad way. How did you get it? What happened? You start to see that fever spike, and then you know you are on the plank with so many others who are right there with you, walking in that same direction, and you're just trying to kind of walk it back. That's what it is. You're walking it back because you're trying to trace your steps. And you're praying that you don't become one of those people who gets it where you're on a respirator. And how tough is that? So the stimulus package, that's the big news, fails to pass the initial hurdle. You've got a couple of House members diagnosed with the coronavirus. You have Senator Rand Paul. That's the big news. He has been infected with the coronavirus, too. And I think that sent a little bit of alarm through the Senate. He's a guy who has lunch with a lot of people, is pretty visible in his job. And one of the people he had lunch with was Mitt Romney. And so Mitt Romney isolating himself because maybe he ends up getting COVID-19. So Rand Paul quarantining himself as well. And here's this diagnosis with the Senate trying to work on the stimulus aid package that didn't work this time around and at alleviating some of this unbelievable economic impact of the outbreak, the waves that people are starting to feel all over the country and all over the world, of course. But here in the United States, it's like a tsunami has washed over us as people try to figure out what's next, what's next, what's going to happen. And here's the big question. Should there be a lockdown? Do we just need to lock down the country? And that's what a lot of people are saying, because can we really trust everyone to self-isolate? Do you want to throw in your two cents? Here's the numbers to jump on, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, as always, here on the little ship sailing in all kinds of directions. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the head of health for Facebook, KX Jin. Meet me on the flip side.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports due. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
So we know that we're dealing with COVID-19. It was declared a global health emergency. Facebook has been working closely with global and national health authorities to promote what they're saying is credible information to keep people safe and informed. So joining us now is KX Jin. He is the head of health, in fact, for Facebook. Thanks for jumping on, KX. We appreciate it. I'm sure you're swamped.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about what Facebook specifically is doing during this coronavirus pandemic.
We've been working really closely with the WHO since January when they first declared this a global emergency. And our top priority has been enabling people to get credible information from trusted sources, especially their health authorities. In addition, we know that people really rely on our services. They rely on Messenger, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram to stay connected with their friends and family. And we're working really hard to make sure the services remain up given the increased demand we're seeing as well.
Okay, so that's great. So since January with the WHO, so you were on top of this. You were ahead of the curve, so to speak, in a different way. And when we talk about information, and I said it when you talked, when I introduced you, I said you were working to promote credible information. So how do you ensure that you've got accurate information? How do you do that and how do you disseminate it?
Yeah. A lot of this is working directly with the authorities to make it easier for them to meet people where they are, including on Facebook. So we've offered the WHO unlimited ad credits and to help them, help people get the information they need to know. We've also been working quite closely with the CDC and a lot of other more local organizations. And earlier this week, we shipped this product called the Coronavirus Information Center. It's on the Facebook app. It's a central hub to find the latest information on coronavirus, resources from your local health authorities, and ways to both get help and give help to others in your community.
And are you finding a lot of people are taking advantage of that information? I know it was just released, that area, but is that happening?
Yeah, we've had a good reception so far. I think several million people watched one of the first videos yesterday, which was an interview with Dr. Fauci. And I personally found that very informative.
Yeah, so of course, Anthony Fauci, and he's one of the lead health information officials in front of this coronavirus. So we know, unfortunately, KX, that there's people that are going to take advantage of what's going on in the current climate. How does Facebook prevent people from doing that?
Yeah, it's a problem. In times like these, I think you kind of see the best of people, and you also see some of the worst. And in a lot of ways, Facebook's a mirror for society, and so we're doing our best to help amplify the good and also minimize some of the bad. As a specific example, one of the things we've been seeing is people advertising medical masks and either scamming or price gouging. And in response to that, we updated our policies to prohibit the advertisement of masks on our platform, and we're working on stepping up enforcement, which is not easy, but we're working on that. And then on the flip side, we also just see so much good happening in the world, and also in some cases on Facebook. For example, in Vermont, a couple mothers organized a fundraiser on Facebook to support janitorial staff at their local schools who are among the most disproportionately affected by the situation. And they were able to raise over $7,000 for their local community.
Wow, $700,000. I heard part of that story, but I didn't realize that, so that's good. So you give us
7,000, yeah.
Yeah, you give us some of the good news there. Thanks. And it goes back to the information, you know, and you said it. I mean, this is what Facebook does and where people go. So they're looking specifically even for what affects them locally and with closures, and we're seeing that right and left. We saw that the governor of California, pretty much did what I'll call the lockdown thing of people and essentially where they're going. And that word got out really fast. I know Facebook had that. How do you work with local governments to get all that information updated, et cetera?
Yeah, a lot of local governments have already been using Facebook and other products to do this. So I'm in San Mateo County in California, and I'm following the San Mateo County public health page and been getting a lot of great information there. The California State Department of Public Health also has been updating regularly the governor's address, where he updated the guidance yesterday. Actually was live on Facebook as well. And all of this is available in the Coronavirus Information Center, localized to where you live.
All right, perfect. One last one, and you gave us one good story, but how can people who feel isolated look to Facebook to get more of that community sense? Is it partly through the groups that are already established?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, my parents are older, and so they're self-isolated, right? I've been putting an extra effort into making sure that I'm talking to them on the phone regularly, and I'm video calling them regularly, and you know, they get to see the grandkids through video. So we're doing a lot of work to make sure that these things continue to work given the increased demand there. And yeah, as you mentioned, there's also a lot of support we're seeing in local groups where people are coming together to help each other out, volunteering to do shopping for an elderly neighbor, for example, so the neighbor can stay at home. And there's a lot of things you can do to help each other out at this time.
Yeah, staying connected. I like it. KX Jin, thank you so much. Head of Health for Facebook. Be safe and be healthy yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. You too, Kate.
Thanks. So it's interesting. One thing they did I thought that was great, of course, matching $20 million in donations to support COVID-19 relief efforts, giving the WHO, as he was talking about, KX, working with them, as many free ads as they need for their response, that kind of thing. And I think the group idea is great. I know a lot of people are trying to do that and teaching other people, if they don't know how to do it, to jump on there. And in fact, I've been, I call it Zoom. I've done this Zoom thing now with a couple of friends and also done some business that way. And I know a lot of people are learning how to scale this virtual landscape personally and professionally. And so bravo to everybody. Can't have that fixed mindset. Just open your mind a little bit. All right, the statistics, I want to make sure that I give them to you because I didn't say them at the top. At least 400 people have died due to the novel coronavirus. coronavirus in the United States. That's a terrible milestone, of course. The amount of cases, 32,000. There's more testing, so we knew that there was going to be more cases. About half of those cases, which is why you heard Cuomo at the top, were in New York State, 15,168 and climbing as we speak. He believes, the governor of New York, that 40% to 80% of the people there could get the coronavirus over the course of the pandemic. The other thing that he has said and believes that this is a long-haul thing, that we're talking about weeks on end, maybe 12 weeks where this is going on, maybe beyond that. And that's the thing I think that really freaks people out. We see the economy tanking, the problems, and we want answers as to when's the vaccine coming, what's going on, what can we do, how long is this going to last, etc. And what's going to happen should you get ill and you need a bed? And the idea is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going to help build 4 medical stations in New York. There's an example with 1,000 beds. And they're going to use the Javits Convention Center, too. They're going to put 1,000 beds there because they know they're going to need them. And the president said that the naval ship, the USS Mercy, which is headed for the port of Los Angeles, will be the largest hospital in that city. And there's another ship that's supposed to go the way of New York, too. So masks are being produced. People in neighborhoods are doing it. My neighborhood, there are a couple of people that are incredibly generous, making masks, giving them to healthcare workers and elderly people in the subdivision, putting it out through Facebook on one of the groups, the specific group to the neighborhood, and saying, just tell us where you need them and we'll drop them off on the front porch. So how about that? Because the front line of this is, and again, doesn't matter your politics, your gender, your race, doesn't matter. Healthcare workers, they're on the front lines. First responders, front lines. And, of course, equipment is not there, the equipment that's needed, because of the amount of cases that are now ratcheting up, which was expected with more tests. So once you had more tests, you were going to see that. All right, so more on COVID-19 and what you're doing to occupy yourself. And, of course, our mailbag is full. A lot of you talking about that, obviously, and what you're doing in the interim. And we can always squeeze in a call if you want to be part of the show at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way based on all of this to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York. In addition to large quantities of supplies, I've also directed FEMA to supply 4 large federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for New York, 8 large federal medical stations with 2,000 beds for California, and 3 large federal medical stations and 4 small federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for the state of Washington. The supplies en route to California and New York will be delivered within the next 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Beside me, I want you to love me.
We're closer than we've been at any time over the past 48 hours to an agreement. But there are still too many problems in the proposed legislation. Can we overcome the remaining disagreements in the next 24 hours? Yes, we can and we should. The nation demands it.
Fiddling with the emotions of the American people? Fiddling with the markets, fiddling with our health care. The American people expect us to act tomorrow.
All right. I do feel like I've been fiddled with, and I think you do too, because that's the problem. There's so much information. A lot of it's misinformation that floats around out there. Then you look at your own financial situation. You think, oh, my gosh, how long can this last? What is this going to take? What's going to happen? We know taxes now aren't filed until July 15th, that there is relief, mortgage relief, that there's lots of discussions about things that people can do, small business loans, a lot of people beefing up in that direction, the possibility of getting that. Dow futures dropped 5%, hitting a limit down at the start of the futures trading on Sunday. So Kate Delaney with the doom and gloom news. I hate to be the bearer of it, but I mentioned that 400 people have died from the coronavirus in the U.S. and the cases are up to 32,000. We knew they would spike, though, so remember that. And you heard Mitch McConnell there, lead man in the Senate. And, of course, before that, Chuck Schumer and he's the Democrat, and McConnell, naturally, the Republican, and that they are clashing on this as to making this happen. Do I believe it will happen? Absolutely. But now it's just dragging back a little bit longer. There's been rumors that it's going to be 3,000 per family. Initially, they were talking about 1,200 or 1,000. So we'll see where it all ends up. I did get a quick email that was out of the email bag from Joe, who says, Kate, I've never seen anything like this, and I'm sure everybody could say the same exact thing, but we are resilient people. I love seeing the American flags out. How about you? I'm wondering if you're seeing similar things, and what do you encounter with social distancing when you're out in the world? Well, it's interesting, out in the world, where I live, it is you're not allowed out in the world, right? So we have a shelter-in-place order. However, you can exercise, so I've done that every single day, and I've seen more people outside and friendly and waving, being apart, but friendly and waving, and I think we are resilient. I've seen people in my neighborhood, does anyone need toilet paper, does anyone need this, does anyone need that, dropping things off, that kind of thing, and reaching out and sending masks to people. I've mentioned that already. So, and American flags, you know, everywhere. We were talking about this new phenomenon. There's a couple things. People are putting hearts in their window, or American flags, or they're putting up Christmas lights, and who knows, at my house we may do all three, whatever lifts people's spirits when they drive by, walk by, you know, whatever it might be. And you think this is serious, and it's just, again, the whole idea that makes us anxious is not having, you know, not having an end date, right? Look at our lives. We don't have control. Read the Stoics. I love the Stoics. That was my new gift from the Hubs the last couple of years. And in the Stoics, there's so many different things that point to let go of the idea of control. And this is scary because we don't have control, and then we hear the numbers that I've said, and we're inside and we're trying to figure out, people are, you know, trying to gouge us on prices, or people are hoarding toilet paper. And, you know, I had a friend drop off a couple of rolls of toilet paper because we found ourselves in that situation. And it's everywhere. Last week we had someone on, Chris Phillips from Australia, and it was the same thing for them. They didn't have toilet paper, and you're hearing that everywhere. As to cancellations, school, forget it. School's out forever for the foreseeable future, whether you have young children or grandchildren or older. I talk about my nephew. This was his senior year, and my niece, too, and both of them, they're done. I like to say March 12th was the last time they walked down the hallway and then walked out of school, and they are doing online work and trying to stay connected, of course, technology-wise, to their friends. But I think it's tough on so many of them. You've got this push about the Olympics. In fact, I was just on a network. I did a television show where I was asked to come on and give my opinion on the Olympics and whether they should hold the Olympics. And the answer to that is hell no and no and no. With 10,000 athletes and people coming from all parts of the world in July, this is not happening. Finally, because he was so stubborn about this, but Japan's prime minister is actually saying the words, saying postponing the Olympics is a possibility. And of course, because you have Americans screaming about it, they can't train, they can't, their lives are crumbling, or they're trying to figure it out. You have the Canadians calling for the Olympic Games to be postponed for 1 year, saying they'd boycott, they're not going to send athletes to the Tokyo Games. It's too dangerous. So it could be a year from now that we have the Olympics play out, and I hope we're in a different place, and we are in that situation. And, you know, then the other third leg of this is, what are you doing to occupy, you know, occupy your time. Because this is interesting. We always say, or I shouldn't say we, I say a lot of people will complain they don't have enough time. Now, suddenly, you have the time to do the things, some of the things, of course, they'd have to be inside, that you want to do, and what are those things? Is it reading some book? Is it connecting through playing games or cards with your family? A lot of people are doing that. All right, let's go out to Ashley. Oops, we just missed her. Ashley in Virginia, we just let you slide there. Call us back and we'll get you back on. But I'm hearing from a lot of people that they are doing anything they can, like cooking together, trying to do that kind of stuff, and then trying to give each other a break, particularly if they're in a small house or apartment or, you know, whatever it might be. By the way, one of the things I think that is so scary about this, honestly, is the fact that a third of the coronavirus cases could be people who are silent carriers. That's what they're classified as. The Chinese data that they've taken from everything that they've seen is those that are asymptomatic, as they call them, the asymptomatic transmission. It's playing a role in this pandemic because the silent carriers are people who are infected by the new coronavirus but show delayed or absolutely no symptoms. And they believe it could be as high as one-third of those who tested positive. And that complicates the strategies that you're trying to use to combat the virus. So, for example, 43,000 people in China tested positive for COVID-19. That was the end of February, but they didn't have immediate symptoms. And that's asymptomatic is what they call it. So they were placed in quarantine, monitored, but they weren't included in the tally of confirmed cases because of how that transmission was. And usually you develop it in 5 days through the incubation period. And that can be as long as 3 weeks in some rare cases. So a lot of these cases in plotting them and tracing them, they're not what they seem. And again, that goes to part of the problem. And I'm wondering, like, how is everybody dealing with social distancing? I have to say one of the funniest things, it's funny because we have to find laughter and humor at this point in our lives, right? And that's what makes me tick. And I was looking at the local news cast, and the anchors were so far apart. It was like they were both on ends of the desk. They were definitely 6 feet apart, I can tell you that. I guess it's a good demonstration of, here's what it looks like to you at home, social distancing, where normally they're shoulder to shoulder practically. There's just a little space in between, but illustrating the need for social distancing to try to combat this. And I'll tell you what, the sad story of Congressman Mark de Saulnier, I think I'm saying that right, de Saulnier, who's a California Dem, he's hospitalized in critical condition for pneumonia. He fell during a run. This is a guy who was a state senator, then moved his way up to a Congress. And he was admitted on the 13th of March to treat complications from pneumonia. And I think really that stemmed from the traumatic rib fracture. They're trying to see if it had in any way related to COVID, but it doesn't look like that. So isn't it crazy when you think of lungs, pneumonia, automatically you think, well, that has to be maybe what it is. And he's been on the Hill since 2014. And like I told you, at one point he served as a California state senator. So that's really, really tough. There's a lot of people getting some tough news probably right now as some of what I talked about left my lips. All right, coming back on the flip side, mailbag. And if you want to squeeze in a phone call, we can do that too. Don't be shy. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-2283.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, What the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, here we are in the mailroom. Picture it. It is absolutely falling from the ceiling, so much of it. I always say this, but hats off to all of you who found me on this show 15 years ago and started to email me. And the email for the show, bigger than even when I worked in New York or Dallas. So, bravo. You can go to katedelaneyradio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact, and if you're thinking about stuff that we're talking about here or anything that you want to throw in, maybe you have a hero or two, a great story about somebody getting us all through COVID-19 and the isolation and loneliness of it all. Got to be tough on people who are single, and got to be tough on people who are older and in facilities, because they're also isolating and trying to come up with clever ways. I saw a great photo the other day where it was in an assisted living facility in Florida, and the people were playing checkers, and what it was is they were just right outside their door with their chair, and they were playing, all of them were playing, not checkers, they were playing bingo, and they were playing it down the hallway, and they were definitely social distancing, and I thought that was quite clever. So interesting what happens when we all work together and try to lift each other's spirits. So speaking of that, Stephen, listening to us in the great state of Arizona, in Tucson specifically, says, "Hey Delaney, I've been following you now for however long you've been on KVOI. I've heard other people say the same thing. So glad to hear your voice. It's so soothing and gentle, and in a very tough time for so many of us. I got to tell you, I have a couple of buddies who are divorced, and they are lamenting the fact that they weren't out there in the dating world. They were trying to give themselves a break, and now they are broken because they are hanging out by themselves and trying to figure out this whole dating thing. And, you know, it's interesting that you brought the dating thing. I'm having someone come on to talk about that. How do you date with social distancing? How do you date in an era where, you know, it was swipe left and swipe right, and now it's about swiping everything you touch, and you're not going to any restaurants. Hey, let's get takeout, and we could park our cars near each other. Oh, but I don't know if we're allowed to do that. So maybe we could walk 6 feet apart, and actually that's probably what you could do. So we'll find out. It'll be interesting to talk to Ms. Romano from Las Vegas. We're going to have a lot of great guests coming up this week. Some of them pretty famous, including Lanny Kazan. I don't know if you know who that is, but you look her up and you'll certainly know who she is. I knew immediately. She's quite a singer in her day. She lives in Beverly Hills, and she was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. She was the mother, but she's been in many, many other roles. And she was telling me something interesting. I'm going to get back into the mailbag, but she was telling me when I was asking, what are you doing? She was asking me what I was doing and told her about walking. And she said, I walk for the first time. I walk with a student because I teach at UCLA. And she said that the Groundlings, which is a big acting comedy place, improv place in Los Angeles, they were doing a radio show where they were reading parts, and she was one of the parts. She was doing that this week, and she's going to talk to us. So we're going to get a chance to have a conversation with her on Wednesday night. And then we've got somebody great from America's Got Talent who's going to join us as well. And he did an incredible thing that Simon Cowell asked him to do and blew the minds, I think, of everybody in the audience. But I don't want to give it away just yet. And that's on our Wednesday show. All right, back to the mailbag. All right, so this one from Mac, who says, Kate, do you think we're even going to have an NFL this year? What about any other sports? It's funny. I was kind of with sports. I liked your sports segments, and I like a little bit of sports. Now I'm jonesing for some sports. Boy, a lot of people are saying that, right? I hate sports 24 hours. And if you watch any tube, I mean, they're playing the greatest games of all time. They're playing, you know, I don't know, all kinds of things. And it's just not the same as watching live action. Well, all the NBA players who got sick and so many others, even Sean Payton, I said this before, the coach of the New Orleans Saints, you can't have, you can't have sports. So we know that. And if this is a longer virus that holds us hostage, so to speak, then the NFL will have to make some decisions. Right now, no. With their training camp, they would. And there is no mini camps or anything. But so far, I mean, it's a little bit out in the distance. I don't think you're going to see an NBA season. They suspended it. It's done. I can't imagine. Hockey, same thing. And what about baseball? Will we have a lot of doubleheaders? Will we see baseball in the fall? Is that even a realistic possibility? We don't know. If I had a crystal ball and I could tell you exactly, I would tell you. And, you know, NFL is having free agency right now, and there are things that are happening in free agency. But there isn't, there isn't the big push yet for the NFL. We'd be in the middle of what's happening in the NBA and what's happening on the ice more than anything. And then, of course, the Olympics coming up, so there'd be lots of Olympic trial conversations. But none of that is going on for good reason, because probably the Olympics gets pushed is what I'm thinking. All right, this one is from John, and he says, Kate, I'm watching what's happening with the airline industry, and now we're going to give them a bailout. I'm sorry, but they charged us all that money for bags. You even said it. Can't they just take the money that they already had stocked away? Why do they have to have a bailout to stay in business? You know, it's a good question. They're free-falling, and they are asking for one. They're asking for more than $50 billion in loans and guarantees and grants, and the president wants to give them the money because he says, well, I don't want the airlines going out of business. I don't want that to happen. Without a bailout, they would have to renegotiate their terms of credit with their lenders outside, by an outside court, or they'd file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. So I don't know. You think between 2002 and 2011, American, Delta, Frontier, Northwest, United, and U.S. Airways all filed for Chapter 11. They kept flying throughout it and emerged pretty much intact. Customers would not have noticed that. The whole thing is the workers, the people behind the airlines. And airlines aren't running out of cash because their debts are coming due. They're running out of cash because their revenue was lower than expected. So losses are certainly inevitable, and other businesses are feeling it. And I think that's why so many people are saying, why do we have to bail them out? Why do we have to do that? All right, Hugh says, Kate, this virus. So many people I know were on a roll and working towards something that they had worked for a long time to make happen, if you understand what I'm saying, business-wise, and I know you do. And now they're seeing it all go in a different direction. So heartbreaking to see that. Of course, health is the number one thing. I mean, this is a real, real crisis. And we have to lift each other up, and we have to realize that this is something that we're going to get through, but it may really take a long time when we come out on the other side to bounce back. You know what? That's a good point. How long? Okay, so let's say the virus, we get through a wave and another wave, and okay, now we're out. It is going to be a little bit of a tough road. You know, we've had people on from Vegas. We're going to have some more on next week, and from Los Angeles. I lived in Las Vegas, and, you know, there was always something happening there. There's always people coming there. There was, you know, it's the city of hospitality and, you know, no clocks on the wall and get your, you know, that's why they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. This, now they want everybody to know we are really stuck here in Vegas because the casinos are closed and the shows are dark. And there's one sign that said, in these times, we are hashtag Vegas stronger. Wherever you live, just insert your city, your place, stronger. I look forward to the way we stay safe and fight this war and continue, even with social distancing, to still be there to support each other. Hashtag, we are all in this together. Mahalo, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.